we are, and the Dalet Amad Dalet, we had just said over the Mahalach of Rav, that Rav learned at the Sheir, is Kailu Kol Mili de Sheir, and Mave is Odov. We said Pshat, the Loi Harei, at Sheir is Meshalem as Akaifa. So we could learn out Odom from Sheir, and Odom is Meshalem Dalit Vorim. So we couldn't learn out Sheir from Mave, Sheir from Odom. Atzat HaShove Shebehem. Now the Gemara is continuing to be Mefarish, the Mishnah, Alibe, the Rav. Atzat HaShove Shebehem, Shedarkon Lahazik. But the derech is from these mazikim to be mazik. And these mazikim, according to Rav, includes sher, toni sher, v'chol mili de sher, which includes keren. V'chi sher darkei lahazik, v'sher darkei lahazik. So the Gemara says, b'mu'et. Speaking about the Mishnah, speaking about a sher ha'mu'et. Umuid darke lahazik, is muid darke lahazik, so the Gmarensis given the yayid urcheyo. Since he's a muid, it's urchey. Now there's a moiridike ha'ore on this Gemara from the Nachlis Bavit. We had learned on daf beis amid beis, v'shitas ha-Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said pshat, na Gemara further daf hey amid beis, there's a shayla in the Gemara if one could learn out keren from any of the two others, from Boer and Regel, Boer and Shein, Boer and Eish. So there's a machloikis in the Gemara. So the Rabbeinu Tam had said, pshat, machloikis is dependent if you hold palganiske knosa, or palganiske mamoine. If you hold palganiske knosa, sostam shvorim, avecheska shimo, so you can't learn out kerem from any of the other objects. If you hold palganiske mamoina, sostam shvorim, alavecheska shimo, so then kerem is equivalent to all other objects. Then you could learn out. The Nachlis David is Ma'ira, we had mentioned this already, that the Lashon HaGemore is not mashma like the Rabbeinu Tam, because the Gemore says, Stam Shvorim, not Becheskas Lav Shimo Kaime, no Stam Shvorim, Lav Becheskas Shimo Kaime. They're not Becheskas Shimo, but they're not Becheskas Lav Shimo. So therefore, he's chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam that says, if you hold palganiske mamoina, you could learn out from the other obeys. So he tain is, keren tam is not equivalent to the other obeys. All the obeys are becheska slav shimma kaime. And keren tam, a fully old mamoina, is lav becheska shimma. That's what he tain. He brings a raya from our Gemara. Because the Gemara says, v'chisher darkei lahazik, v'chisher darkei lahazik. So, frek the Nachlis David, first of all, what are you asking the Kashi? He should have started making a cheshbon. If your palgan is gemomoine, so then there's no Kashi. When the Tam holds that sher is darkei lahazik. And the Adheichan Advorim Agim, the Gemara is b'mud, umbu'e darkei lahazik. So he says, so when this Gemara is a raya to him, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. That afilu, yol palganiske mamoine, it's tam shvorim, lav becheske shimo kaino. But it's not talke lahazik, it's lav becheske shimo. So the Gemara asked, the Gemara held afilu, muid is also not any better. Muid is also lav becheske shimo. Moses says, no. Muid already is becheske slav shimo kaino. That's the pilpul of the Gemara. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam holds of your old palganiske mamoino. So, stam shvorim is becheskes lapshima kaine. So what's the pupil of the Gemara? This is the ha'or of the Nachlas Dov. And Chedushi Rav Ruben, he wants to emphasize this kasha, and he wants to say as follows. He wants to say that be'emes in the gather of Darkei Lahazik, there are two translations. One type of Darkei Lahazik is that it should be expected. It's something to be expected. It's something, it's not a surprise. And that the Rabbeinu Tam held, that the B'ol Palgadiska Mamoine, it's Darkei Lahazik. That Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. It is considered Darkei Lahazik. But there's another translation of Darkei Lahazik. Darkei Lahazik means that it's the tivius of the sher to be mazik. That means all the mazikin besides Keren, it is the teva of the balchai to do this. It's doing something that is its nature. Vakert is a Teisvus weiter. Teisvus weiter says, if a nochosh bites someone, you know what the mazik is? The mazik is regal. Is ein hanosay the mor says, the yes nochosh, why he bites? He says, ma no le malolosh. So he doesn't have a no. But Teisvus, it's not Karen. It's regal. That's his tibius. He's a born mazik. So it's called regal. It's called regal, the neshichas hanochosh. Keren, mishune keren. Keren is doing something that is not alpi tivoy. So, Darkei Lahazik, the taich of Darkei Lahazik has two translations. It could be expected. And that the Rabbeinu Tam held, Yod Palkin is kemamayne, also could be expected. But Darkei Lahazik also means that's the teva of this Balchai to do it. So the Gemara says, V'chi Darkei Lahazik? It's not Darkei, it's Mishune Kerem. So the Gemara says, B'muit. Frech the Gemara, Muit Darkei Lahazik? So the Gemara says, Kim di Yayit Uche, who is a Murdik Aloshin of Rambam. The Rambam says, A Muit is Hurgal Bishinuyo. He became Murgal to be a Mishune Dikim. So that's called Ucheyu. Zog the Gemara weiter. Odom, if the Mishnah is speaking about Odom, Darkei Lahazik, the Derech of Odom is to be Mazik, the Gemara says, be Yoshan. Speaking about when he's sleeping. So the Gemara says, Yoshan, Darkei Lahazik, a Yoshan, the Derech is to be Mazik. The Gemara answers, yeah, Kivin, the Kayev, Uposhet, since he bends his feet, he stretches out his feet after any Kalim by his feet, okay, he'll be mazik. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, b'kaporich, atah d'shove, l'rav dom, atah n'she b'chomili d'shoya, so we're speaking about Karen, heichi motzi l'misne b'karen, darki l'hazik, l'shmu l'ke l'mifrach, d'regel v'avi darki l'eilach l'hazik. The kayev uposhet es raglo, uchayu, the shabakelim shabitzad magaloysav. So it's the shtega. Let us see Taisvit, given the kayev uposhet uchayu. Birishalmi yeksh, the yoshon loimachayev. So the Mishnah is speaking about a yoshon. Birishalmi says, a yoshin is only mechuyev elokshe hishkiv atmoy eitzalake. That is dafke when there were kalim on the bed and he laid down next to the kalim. So then he's chayev. He should have realized that in his sleep he's olo to be mazik the kalim. Avol im yoshin veviu kalim etzloy. But what is? If he was sleeping already, maybe he came at Sloy Vishibram Pata, and he broke it, the Heng Gomoloi, because they were Misav of the Hezek. The Henimo Yoshan of Ochaveir Elisha Netzloy Viziko Zeze, Orisha in Pata, Vachrein Chayim. there's a very interesting kasha that the Achronim asks, maybe Yeshua asks, Shmuel asks. Taisvis, in the beginning of Haminiach, says as follows. Taisvis says, Taisvis Tibur HaMaschel, and that Chav Zainam et Beis, or Shmuel. So Taisvis says as follows. Let's see, it's around six lines from the Tibur HaMaschel. Ma'af al-gah, v'le'el marbinen oynes kerotzen v'odam ha-mazik, v'dinit ha-odam ha-mazik is chai v'fulu bo'oynes. So Taisa says, Mipetra tachas potza, oynes gomo loy robi rachmon. But if it's an oynes, the word oynes, the translation of oynes is relative. It doesn't mean an oynes gomo. Dabi yirishar mi poyter oyse sheyoshen rishayn im hizik lusheni aboetz loy lishayn. Yirishar mi paters, if a person went and lay down to sleep, and someone laid down next to him, so the Rishalmi patels the first person. Why? Because he's an onus. So what if he's an onus? Or the mud loylam? Maybe shaking, maybe amazing, maybe onus, maybe barotzen. So we see their dargis and onus. Taisa says, an onus to me is the gneva dachstachmir. But a real onus, a person is put, and Taisa brings a rai from the Rishalmi. So Taisus here on the Chav Zainam at Bay says that the Pshat the Yerushalmi is potter because Onus is potter and Onus Gomer is potter. Here when Taisus brings down the Yerushalmi, so Taisus says that Pesananda Rabot. Im Yoshem Vivil Kalem Etzle Vishibram Potter the Haim Gomuloi. Here Taisus seems to say Pesananda Rabot. That they were Messiah in the Hezek. They caused the Hezek. The Nizek was Messiah in the Hezek. So this is a kasha that the Achronim asks. L'chaire, there Taisus brings a raya that is a pturonus. So that's it. Why do you have to come to the Haim Gomeloi? Didn't know about it. The Taisus says Haim Gomeloi. Let us go further. The Kaibi issue says Amor de Kechidish, but it's Mamish Amor de Kechidish. He says that the Haim Gomeloi is coming to tell us a big Kiddush. Let's say a person lay down, and there was no Kalim. And then someone puts Kalim. So he was Mazik. So he's put the Ratonis. He didn't know. He says, what if he woke up in the middle? And he sees Kalim there, but he's 3/4 asleep. So he says, here you can't say there's a ptur on this. Listen. But then there's a ptur of Haim Gomeloi. Putting it in such a matter, which is a music in Kiddush, at the middle of his sleep, and he's not an honest Gomo, but then you have this ptur of Haim Gomeloi. Let's go further. Look to Gemara weiter. So let's continue the Mishnah. It says, Atada Shava Shemem, Nakilaz, Ushmirasan Olecho. And you're mechuyev to watch them. Odom, Shmiras Gufay Olafu. Odom is not saying mechuyev to watch them. He's mechuyev, if Mave is Odom, so Memelis, what's Ushmirasan Olecho, Shmiras Gufay Olaf? L'taymeich, so Rav answered as follows. Good, you have a taynemi. I said, Mav is Odom, and Shmiroson is no good. I hear what you're saying. But let me ask you a kasha. How did Tony Karne had learned Arba Ovis Nezikim, but Odom Echad Mehem. Karne said Klo, this Dalad Ovis Nezikim, and one of them is Odom. Fine, they don't say Mav, he said Odom. So let me ask you a question. You also said Shmir Osn Alecha. Odom Shmir Zgufi Alefu. Elikid Omalei Rababola Tone Tini Odom Shmir Zgufi Alefu. אך אינה מפני אדם שמירס גוף היום. מה זה עושה רשי? את רשי, בקפוריך, מהי היידק, תוני שמירוס ונולך, לא שזה אין אישייך, אלו בניסקי ממוינה, תוני בניסקי ממוינה, אך גסין את בני אדם שמירס גוף היום, היידק, תוני, ישמירוס ונולך, אשרו, אין לך נמי, זה לא שמירוס ונולך, is going on the other three, in the other pocket, the correct terminology is taka shmiras gufa yoma. Let us see, Taisvis, the taimeich perish, afilu taima mavis ha-shein, tavis asking shmur, afilu say mavis ha-shein, so good, and the mission don't have any problems, but in kauna you have problems, but kauna is at klo, that he learned all of his music and brought an echad mehem. Odom shmiras gufay olam. Mikan mashmed legasinim masnisim mamoyimcha. He's yinakairis in the misna tada shavashibem. It's mamoyimcha, shmiras malecha. Midlapoch namiyocha odom mamoyimu. Mishim boyaveish namitoch lamochkoi. For another reason you have to be moichik. Mamaincha, because Boyevaish is not Mamaina. They said that before, and that's Kimala Mitzvah. Now let's go further. Maskif lo Rav Mori. So we hear here Machlokes, what Mava means. Does Mava mean Shein? Does Mava mean Odom? The lotion of Mabe somehow was not up to say to Meduyik, Sayal Chain, Sayal Sodom. So the Gemara has another shot. Maskiv lo Rav Mori, Veime Mabe Zehamai. Maybe Mabe is mine. Where do you see that Mabe is a lotion of mine? Can you see? Kikdoyach Eish Hamasim. Just like the Eish can burn and destroy all fatty objects. It burns, it consumes it, it burns it up. And mayem tiva eish, and water extinguishes the fire. And from the fire that was burning, there's only left over now bubbles now from the water that extinguished the fire. So we see a loshin mave by mayem. So maybe that's pshat in the Mishnah. We'll see in Rashi and Tosfos Klo what the case is, how the mayim was mazik. But that's what the Gemara wanted to say. So we'll say that mava means mayim. So the Gemara says, excuse me, you're learning wrong pshat in the pasuk. Miksiv mayim nivu tive eish ksiv. That means like this. Tive is a loshen ekeve. Tive is a loshen yochid. Mayim is a loshen rabim. Mayim is a loshen zocha. Mayim rabim. So, if it says mayim tive eish, if the word tive is going on the mayim, it should have said nibu, a loshen zocha and a loshen rabim. Mayim tive eish is going that the eish is mevaveya the mayim. The eish makes the water bubble. So your whole kasha is not shver. I should say that it's that there's a new mazik of mayim, and that's a taitch of mave. This posik means that the eish is mevaveya the mayim. So it's talking about eish, the pula of the abua is through the eish, not to the mayim. So mamele yakash is in shvem. Now let us see Rashi. Hach, eima mavizu amayim. Shim shayfech odo meima v'lashusahab. A person will throw his water into the shusahab. Ubo acher v'niknefu keino. And someone will come and his begodim will get soiled. Chayiv ha-shayfcham. Is the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi is that he threw it in the Rishus Harab and became similar to a poet. And the person's kelim got soiled from it, so chayev ha-shayfom, And we will say that Mayim is different than Boyer. Boyer is Potter ala Kalim, and Mayim will be Chayiv ala Kalim. Why it should be like that, we'll see in Tosfos. Kikdoyach Eish Hamasim, Kemoi Sheha Eish Seirech Dovah Hanimis, just like Eish burns something that melts, Kedain Zephes, Vishave, Vahomine Rabab, all types of that. Mayim Tiveish, Uchem Mayim, and just like Mayim, Shemevavin Eseish, that when you pour Kshenoisnim Mayim Aleish, when you had a fire there, and you pour water to extinguish the fire, Nasim Kimin Ababuis or Resiches, it becomes bubbles of water there. That means the Eish disappears. The age is extinguished, and bimkaima you have the only remnants of the age is you have the hot bubbling water there. That's the remnants of the heat of the age. The sefer dekra ochiu, what the pasuk, the end of the pasuk is loydi Hashimcha letzarecha, kein toydi Hashimcha letzarecha kshetaabdei min ha'olam. I mean, so we're saying two mishalim of destruction. That means that the kikdoyach eish amasim, just like the eish destroys, consumes fatty objects, and just like mayim extinguishes fire and it's only left over ababuish, the same thing, teidia shimcha, when the Rabbi Shalom will destroy the Mishalom, so the Shmai will become his father boiler. So the Gemara says, Miksiv Mayim Nivu Loshen Rabim, the Levi Mashme, the Mava Mayim Koi, Shehain Mevavin Esesh, they make from the age, they make the remnants of the age are only boiling bubbles which are left over. The pasuk is not speaking about mayim. He said the wrong pshat in the pasuk. Zok taisvitz ve'eime mavez ha'mayim perish. Given the kroy loydaiki loykema v'loykema, the psukim are not meduyik according to. Say according to Rav, say according to Shmuel, maybe let's find something that's more meduyik. Vim taima, veheichen ksiv mayim batoya. Fine. You want to say that the Tatshan, the Mishnah, the Mave, Live, Mave is going on mayim, fine. But you're saying this Dalad Ovis, and Ovis, something, a mazik that's mepurish bekro. Now, where do you have such a posik that speaks about mayim? V'yeshloima mi'vishilach, it says v'shilach, v'shilach as b'iroi, v'cheinu oime v'shaleach mayim al p'nei chutzayt. It says shaleach mayim al p'nei chutzayt. So you see, the loshen shiluach is said mayim al p'nei chutzayt, that so we see that loshen is meyuchet for mayim. Va'avol gav de v'shilech as b'iroi be'behemayri. Now how does mayim come in? So what a behemayri v'shilech as b'iroi b'steyacha. Become mokem mayim nami mishtamim inek. V'da'av ki rachmona behemayri b'loshen v'shilech. So that's the gemir. Tosfos means to say as follows. Tosfos means to say that Tosfos means to say that Agavucha, I once actually saw from the Goyin. The Goyin says that the difference between Drush and Pshat is by Pshat the whole flow of the Pasuk has to shtip. I mean, that's Pshat. I can't shtelzach on one word. Oh, this word means it. It has to, the flow of the Pasuk is to coincide with what you're saying in the translation of this word. Drush, when you darshan something, so you could focus on one word. This word means this. How does it coincide with the rest of the pasuk? It doesn't coincide. Al pi drush, we darshan this word. So al koponim, so it could very well be that's what Taisus means to say. That means the pasuk midafke rachmona behema b'loshim b'shilach. That means like this: the pasuk could have said a different lashon. B'holach es biroi o biya b'steyacha. Sal no regel, al no shame. I'd say b'shilach. B'shilach is epis. And then the Mishilach is really problematic. Shalach Shluchei, and we have to bring the Buddha. I feel the Lord Shalach Shluchei. Why did say Mishilach? So Fakir, so that's the Makir, that Mishilach is coming to tell us, we're going to focus on this word that means to be Malba, another Mazik, a Mazik of Mayim. Shalach Mayim al Pnei Chutzis. And this word Mishilach is coming to be Malba. Mayim, and then later, Esbihiroi is that pshat that's going on regal. Fine. Ula'el, the boy, so that was the havamin of the Gemara. There's a new Ov of Mayim, and this Ov of Mayim is a Yolanaf of Mishilah. Ula'el, the boy, b'mayim okmin elo, Gemara is takasha. Gemara is, why? The Gemara wants to say Vishilach means regal. So Gemara says, how do you know it's regal? Because it says Mishalchei regal asher v'achamayim. So the Gemara says, why need a posik? Of the process of elimination, I know Vishilach means regal. Because it can't mean shame, because a bia means shame. Kasher v'aragolo. It can't mean karen, because negich is bekaren. Tzakoch has to be regal. So the Gemara there said that of the process of elimination I could figure out that Vishilach is regal. Frek Taisvis, I just have a new Einfall, the Vishilach could be his Mayim. So if I wouldn't say Mishalchi regal Asher Bechmer, I would say it's Mayim. Leil the boy b'mayim mukmina, lo le motzi mukmina b'mayim. Chinami mukmis b'mayim, is no lukmi b'mili d'sher, midachsi b'irai. That means in Pashtei d'kro, etzichri, can't mean Mayim. In Pashtei Dekor, you have to say Vishilach es Biroi. We're talking about a Baim over here. So in Pashtei Dekor, we're talking about a Mazik of a Baim. So the Gemara is off the process of elimination. It can't be Karen, it can't be Shane. It has to be regular. That's in Pashtei Dekor. But in Drush, Vishilach is coming since the Torah used a Loshen, which could have been avoided, which is perhaps a little problematic. So that's a guy, it's coming to be Marbe Mayimos. Fine. So now we know the Makir of Mayim. Vim Taima. Traktaisvis, Vahani Mayim Hechidomi. What is it speaking about? It was the Hezek of Mayim. Idim Mashkel Olei Bitka de Mayim. If he called at a bitka de maya, a stream of water, should fall on someone. Now, the case of bitka de maya is that, let's say you have a dam, and you have something holding back water, and a person takes away the maineya, he takes away that which is holding back the water, so the first gush that comes out, that's called kayach rishon, that's called maiso. The continuation of the flow of the water coming out is not called his maise. That's called the koyach shein. So the imtaima vahani mayim hechidomi. He the mishkol olay bitka de maya ubekoyach rishain. That he caused that the first gush of water should fall on someone, and that was mazik someone. And it's a koyach rishain. Kaychayus, that's other mamas. That's a mazik of mayim. That's other mamas. Vi bekoyach sheini, groma ba'almu. So, tamazia groma. Not cool. Kedemrinim an esrofim. יש לימא דמיירי בקויח שני, וכמש מולון דבקויח שני נמי חי. It's speaking about a קויח שני, תאקה, and the פוסק is coming to tell us that a קויח שני is חי. I'd like a little to elaborate what is פשט in Tosfos. I'd like to say over a Chiddushi Aran Masechta Sanhedrin Dafayin Zayinam at Beis. From this Ran we'll have a multitude of Yediyas and perhaps we'll understand Taisus also. Mother says in Sanhedrin, if a person threw a stone, and when the stone fell down, it did not fall straight underneath. It went to a side. So the Zayrik is Chayev because that's a Koyach Kolosh. That means that when it went to a side, that is because in the impact of the throw, he threw it to the side. So it went to the side because of his maise. So that's also called koichai, his chayit. So the Chiddush Aran is medayik. But it would seem, what if a person, some say, throws something up, and then gravity pulls it down, then he's potter. Then he's potter, that's what it would seem. Behikshu al zeh. The loma lo yehi chayiv, he also levin l'tachas mamish. Shehazrike sheloi shezor ke'evu l'mayla chayiv lo yehi rida zoi. Why did it fall down? See, he threw up a stone and it fell down. Hit someone on the head and he got killed. Not me. What do you mean it's not you? Because of you. You threw it up. That's why it fell down. Ve'lome lo'itiye ha'aliyah ha'zois kemadlika eish besodayu. Ve'ache kach bo ruach metzuye, dechai v'lman yom adif shemishem chitzo. What is the difference than eish? I made an eish over here, and the wind that should be expected that could come came, and it went, and it was mazik, I'm adif shemishem chitzo, it's like I threw it. And over here, the gravity came, I threw it up, gravity came, and it fell down. And here I'm potter. Why should it be potter? And by eish talom, this is ma'achashu madlike b'mokim ruach metzuye. Royin oisei ki ilu hu atzmoy aso. Ishem ishem chitzov means that we consider, like whatever the eish did is kilu you did it. It's your chait, it's your arrow. Kilu you shot an arrow. וכן עמיתות את האיש, אבני סכינוי שניחם בראש גגוי, בנוף לבורך מצוי, we had the Gemara already, this is the Toldos of Eish, that a person put on top of a roof, he put an oven, and the wind blew it down, and it hit someone, so it's Toldos of Eish. והייך לא תיעזריקה שזורק למיילו, so the זריקה that he threw it up, this is Akasha, Amuridike Akasha. We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, your potter, and so the Ran is Akasha, why are you potter? Why isn't this Eish and Ishem Mishumchitzo? So first he brings a Teretz from the Rabbeinu David, and then the Ran says his own Teretz. The ein chiyav nezikin elo bekoyach u bepoil. Nezikin is if something was done. Bepoil, bekoyach. Lai bameshe nase. Not something happened. There's pu'ule and there's nase. Veruach mitzuye poyelasi. If a wind is pushing the eish, so it's doing something. That's called a pu'ule. And we attribute this koyach ha'eish, the koyach ha'eish, kilu the Adam did it. So what the wind is doing something. The wind is bringing the mazik. Is bringing the mazik to be mazik. And when you were madlik daish, you knew the wind would bring the mazik, so it's kilo you brought the mazik. Avo, so that's called a pu'ula, something is being done. Avol yerida lemato ein bo poyo shel klal. No one's doing anything. El shemachmas kveido hi yeredes. It's falling down on its own accord. It's nasa me'elav. No one is doing anything. Vavim holgoi be yeridos. It killed someone. Lo nasa ze be poyo. El koivet ha'evin hu shehizik me'elav. So therefore, the Kain Kosov Rav Dovid Zal Veshem Rabbi Yisov Baal Eitais. This is what Rabbeinu Dovid said. I'm more than a Yisod to differentiate between the Gedder of Shoy, the Gedder of Eish, the Gedder of Koychach Muraboy, is the whole Chiyav of a Mazik is going to be Mazik. So the animals, they have a ruach haim, and this is koyachach muraboy. Baal koponim, that is the gedder. So we are miyaches, the koyachach to the madlik esesh. Well, if it's falling on its own accord, it's nase without a poyul bekoyach. The Ran doesn't like this. He says it's a pella. He says he doesn't understand the lumdus. He says a ruach metzuya. He says not all the time there's a blow. Someone puts an oven a reisha god. Yeah, sometimes there's no wind going. It's garnish. But this is 100%. It's going to fall down. He doesn't understand. Lefichach ani oimel. So therefore, the Ran is chaylik of the Rabbeinu David. Shein ledameis niske momoin l'reitzeich linyin chiyav misa. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about retziche. By retziche, this coolest between nizokin and retziche. We just had mentioned before that by niske momoin is a din. Shoyge kemezet, penis kerotzen, you have to pay, penis gomen, but you have to pay, responsible to pay. By retziche, is there such a thing? Yeah, he is a retzeach, shoyge kemezet, penis kerotzen, chas v'sholom. V'kivin shekein, so we see, by retziche, in order to be chay of mise, v'inen sheyase, Poyel mamish, he has to do something. Ubori hezeke, koidim she is chayiv misa. He has to do something. That's his maise. Just like a bitke de maya, the bekoichishin chayiv, it's called bekoich sheni potter. Mishum de loy have a gire, it's not called he did it. He caused it to occur, but he didn't do it. Even the Ovid, Mais, and Mamish, Ella Begrom, through him it came about Potter. Ve'ilu de Chevosei le'inyin Nezokin. Let's talk about Nezokin. Ilu hiniach Chevtsei Chaveiroi Bekark. I took Yenim's Chaveitze. I put it on the ground. Va'ashkelei bitke de Maye, ve'nevdu afilu bekoyach sheini. What'll be a koyach sheini? He opened up the water. The first gush of water was not mazik. The second gush of water destroyed the chayv. Mashma de chayv. The koyach sheni zeh bori yezeke. He brings rice. Fine. So Memela, that's what he says. So I'll kapon him for 1 minute. We see the Ran Lahalocha holds that a koyach sheni is chayiv benezik. That's what the Ran Lahalocha holds. Taisus, we see the Rabbi Nedovin holds not like that. Rabbi Nedovin holds, but Al Kaponim, or could Al Kaponim appreciate the Havamin of the Gemara? That Taisus wants to say that that's what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is telling us that if I kosheleach mayim al penei chutzis pekoyach sheni, yechayim. On this mazik, the psabazun, the zagzerius akosu, al kaponim shaleach mayim al pnei chutzis, even though it's not called a pula, whatever the lomdis is, here you are chayim in the zik. I have a posik. Shaleach mayim al pnei chutzis b'koyach shein. By the zik in your chayim. That's the first teretz of Taisvus. This b'koyach shein hi chayim, it's different than mis. The gemar l'chayre, it's different than Misa. The Gemara over there is speaking about Misa. It's different than Misa by mine. Inami, Bosel de Noch. Taisha says, maybe the Shaleach Maim up Nechutzes are speaking about that it was Noch. Yeah. V'loi Domilus also was Noch, so I put water. So it's a bird. So it's a tilde the boil. So what's a new mazik of mine? Leidomi le boil. Kigoyim poiskin bi boisein de lekamo. They're speaking about a case of poiskin bi boisein. Now what is the case of poiskin bi boisein? Poiskin bi boisein is speaking about, the mother says later, I'm going to kizar, that they had sinaires, they had pipes, that the sewage, they used to open up the pipes, and the sewage used to flow out into the street, into the Shusara. So the loch is as follows. The loch is that, be moisachamo, a person is no right to empty it into the Shusara, it's mekalkul the Shusara. Be moisachshomim, so the side beside the Rosh Hashanah is mekukul already, it's muddy, and not speaking about paved roads, so the Rosh Hashanah is actually mekukul from the weather, so then a person is permitted to open up his sewage pipes and it goes into the Rosh Hashanah. The most is a mirror de gezach. But if it was mazik, mechuyif to pay. The Gemara learns out, the Gemara later says, it's a tilde of Sheir and Ber. I learn out from Ber, just like Ber, where someone was genizik, yechayv to pay. So who adin, paiskim v'sein yechayv. So the Gemara says, v'heva pircha, ma'la Ber sheken shalai b'shus, ocha b'shus. That means, a Ber, a person has no right to make a pit in the middle of a Shus Harab. So that's why you're chayim. But over here I have the Shus to make this. Hinchel Yeshua Sa'oret, that one has a right, be Moisak Shomim Al Kaponim, to let out his sewage waste into the Shus Harab. So the Gemara says, Sheir Yechiyach. Sheir, what's his Shus to go? And then the Shus Harab, for that's in his mazik, I'm chayv to pay. Ma'al Shair, Shikeg Hoylachu Mazik, it's Boy Yechir. So learn how to Tadah Shom. So Lemaise, the Gemara says further, Adavov, that Poiskim Bevesem is chayv to pay, als Tode of Shair Aboy. So now Toysa is a Kasha. I want to say the second Mahalach in Toysa is, that we are speaking about a boil, a poiskim b'vaseya, and we're learning out a posik sheleach mayim al pnei chutzis. We have a posik that's v'shilach, shilach means sheleach mayim al pnei chutzis, and here we have a ma, and it's lach adenoch, and it's chayim. Why did you do that posik? I can learn this out, the mamotzinu from Shere Boil. Aval gav dem osi b'mehatzad, ava mina ditzach l'kois v'l'chayiv keil. I would think that here the posik is coming to tell us that yechayiv an keil. The mibay lave shemino. From boy you can't learn out. So memele, So that's why there's a new pasuk. I mean, the Gemara later that learned that poskim b'goseim from Sheir Boyos or Takapotar and Kalim, because it has the coolest of both. Zich is the coolest of Boyos. Masha'en kain. If Mayim is a new magic, Shalech Mayim of Nechutzai. So then it's not a limud of from Boyos. It's a new magic. So Mamele, So then this mazik, there's no meat of kelim. It's a new mazik. Shleich ma'am of nechutz. It says you have to pay. There's no meutim over here. So you have to pay. Yeah. Now, I would like to elaborate a little on what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying there's a new mazik of mayim, shleich mayim al pnei chutzis. Now, number one, I'd like to emphasize that Baki David asks a kasha. He said, we're talking about a person, peiskin, viveisayim, rosh hasharam. That's what speaking about. So, they opened up the sewage pipes to the rosh hasharam. In the posik v'shilach as birei ubir b'stei acher, we learn out b'stei acher b'shus ha-mizik v'loi b'shus ha-rab. So it's ironic in this posik that we're learning about v'shilach speaking about mayim, we're talking about a poskim b'v'seim b'shus ha-rab, and it's potu b'shus ha-rab, it says in the posik. That's the kasha that the Dalki Dovid is. So, Dachsechmer, this kasha is not too gefährlich. Because Fakert, the Vishilach is Sheleach Mayim al Pnei Chutzos. Vishilach is the Loshen. What Sheleach Mayim al Pnei Chutzos means you're letting water go out al Pnei Chutzos in the Rosh Hasharam. That is the Posse. That is what the Posse is telling me. I ubir b'stayach, that's Pashta the Kro, that's speaking about Shein Beregel. But the Drash, that's speaking about Mayim, we focus ourselves on the word Vishilach. Vishilach means Alpnei Chutzos, which is Paiskim B'Vishem Rosh Hasharam. Now, I'd like to mention one Ha'orah that, L'chayre, it's a little modne. Let's admit that it's Mogne. So the Gemara wanted to assume now that if a person digs a bir b'shus harabit, shalei b'shus, doesn't have b'shus to do it, and that keli falls in, he's potter on keli. A person let out water, peiskin be b'seim l'shus harabit, b'shus, Nischayim and Kalim. So L'chayre, it's a little difficult to understand. It's a little, I mean, it's been hapachu. It's a little difficult to understand. So I'd like to mention a gewaldike ha'ore, perhaps in the sugya for Paiskim B'Vesem, we'll get a little clearer of this. But I'd like to mention there's a big machlokes between the Sma and the Labush. In this halacha of Paiskim B'Vesayim, we have a halacha. Look, if you have this, not the posik of Mayim. It's a Vishilach, it's a Ma'atzat from Beirut Shoel. Al Kaponim, the halacha is that one is permitted to open up the sewage pipes for Shus Haram. Someone is mazik, you have to pay. Fine. Now, Kan Shaila Ben, I opened up, I emptied my sewage pipes in the middle of Shusaram. Al Tzelech Yid, what is he supposed to do now? That's close. Someone's going to fall, be mazik himself, I have to pay. That's close. I have to pay. But am I mechuyev? What did the Chofetz Chaim do when he let out the water in the Rosh Hasharam? Did the Chofetz Chaim stand there? He put up a sign,
danger, what flaws. Or he went to the Beis Medrash and learned. And then someone comes storming into the Beis Medrash. You know, I slipped on your water and I thought, yeah? Oh, Nebuch, I'm sorry to hear that. How much is it? I'll pay you for it. But in the meantime, I can learn Beis Medrash. There's a miradika machlikis, the sma and the levush. La loche. The sma says, the levush says, when a person opens up, the place can be the same, is to stand, you must leave to pay. That's what the sma says. There's a gemore in Mesechtes Vochem. Gemore Vochem. The Gemara says, by Achata Soif, it says, V'lo Yavdil. So the Gemara says, no, V'lo Yavdil means, you don't have to be Mavdil. If you want to be Mavdil, you don't have to. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara says, by Ber, V'lo Yechasenu. So, Yiftach is Ber, V'lo Yechasenu. Also say, well, you said a new way how to translate Tzukim. You don't have to cover it. You took off the kisi, you don't have to cover it. So let's say the same thing. Let's go to the thread in the Pasuk. If he doesn't have to cover it, why does he have to pay? So we see a Mura de Gezach. We see that the Chiv of Boyer is he did not cover it. There was no shmira on the mazik. The Gemara could not understand that if he wouldn't be mechuyev to cover it, she have to pay. The whole chiyuv of Beiris, the Gemara says, there you have a tash veiris, he didn't do what he's supposed to do. He's mechuyev to cover it. That's what the Gemara says. Because if he wouldn't be mechuyev to cover it, he wouldn't be mechuyev to pay. Zet men doch, that the chiyuv of tashlum a boyer is for not watching the mazik, not covering the boyer. This is an often the gemara in Zvoch. This mas says by poiskin bevoiseyin you mechuyev to pay, even though I'm not mechuyev to watch it. So you see, klol, these are different sugim of mazikim, according to this mas. Some mele, it's not pshat, this is a boyer, and this is a boyer, and this boyer is made out of mayim, so it's such a halacha. No, it's a different sug mazik. So I make a dvom, you have to understand, but it's a different sug mazik. A boyer, the only time you mechuyev to pay, if there was the chiyev on you to make a shmira, then you mechuyev to pay, that's what the Gemara in Zvochim says. By poiskim bevisein shteitn sma, you're not mechuyev to watch and you're still mechuyev to pay. So it's a different type of a mazik. So male said there's different halachas. So therefore it could be poiskim bevisein the halachas and yechayiv al kalim. If we learn that from this posik, and you potter on kalim. Lefia emes that I learn out that the gemara falls off that it doesn't mean mayim. So then I learn out from Shere Boyer, so it's derived from Shere Boyer, then it has to have the coolest of Boyer, so be part of Al-Kaim. Baal Kaponim could be that's the Havamim. Now let us go further. The Gemara had slugged up you're learning wrong pshat in the Pasuk. The Tive is not going on the Mayim, it's going on the Eish. Ask him, Lord Avzavid. Okay, very good. The Imam Mavis Eish. Okay, I learned wrong pshat and posik. So maybe Mavis Eish. The Chiksiv Tiva Beishu Dachsiv. Take the Gemara, please. Yochi, my Hamava Vaheva. There's four obvious Nezikin. So how can you have Mavis Eish and Hever is Eish? So what's pshat? Chitay Meparusha Kama Forish. Maybe, no pshat is like this. there's the Hamave. And what is Mave? Hever. Hever is not a new of. Yochi Abo Shloisha Have. So it's not Abo Vismazikan, it's Shloisha Vismazikan. Vichitain Matana showed this Beitati. No, I'll say no, I'll stick to this shot. Shermin Shame Verego. And Boyer is Boyer. So we have three. And Mave is Eish. This was Haina Heaven. Yochi is a Mamele. So maybe this is like a good Mahalach. That it means Heaven. Yochi Lezev is a Sheshpem Ruchayim. So let's learn further the Mishnah. And if you would say, Shoyer Mave, Lezev is a Sheshpem Ruchayim. Eish my Ruchayim Misbei. Vesu my Kerei Eish. The most is further. You can learn out Eish from Shoyer Mave. So you see, Claude Mave is not Eish. Zot Rashi, Pirushi Kamaparash, Mave Zera Heaven. This Beit Avi, so the most of where's the four? Shane, Veregel, Vekeren Lake of Hoshev, the Betamin Lake of Mairi. So most of my Lazeb is that the Tony Masnison, Asher Mave, Lazeb is a Sheshbun Chaim, be Mave in Aish, be Isbehu Chaim. Now let us finish the Tosfos, which we stopped in the middle. When the Gemara had said that maybe Mavis Amayim, Mavim Motzul Amifrach, my Loizem is a Shesh Bemru Achayim, of the Lavochim Misham Nishapim. As the Gemara could have shlugged up right away, it can't be, the Mishnah can't be meaning Mayim, because, so then the Mishnah wouldn't stem. Loizem is a Shesh Bemru Achayim, Kerei Haish. Miksiv Mayim Nivu. The Gemara said that you're saying wrong pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is not going on the Mayim. So the Pasuk is going to Mayim say Eloshen Rabim. It's going on the Eish. In Tema, Kiksiv Nami Nivu. So it would seem, if it would have said Nivu, then I'd stick with my pshat. That Mave is Mayim. Mayim took the Masnissim by Mayim. The Miktoni Nive, Kedig Naik Lel Gabi Shein. Morris said that the Mishnah is not Meduik, that it means Shein, because it should have said Nive, not Mave. Shloimet, the Yeshayach Lakshuya Ela Gabi Shein. By Shein, the listening Nive, it should say Nive, Sheshein Atmo Nive. When the Behemoth eats, so the Shein becomes Niskale. Niv is a Loshen Nifal. The Mave Mashme Migale. Tova Acha Shoye Mechusa. That's the Taich Mave. And if it's speaking about Shein, so the Shein is not Mave, not Migale, something else. It's Niv, it becomes Niskale. Avu Vamayim Shayev Shape Lishne de Mave. Shemayim roischim, boiling bubbling water, koyim mevavim. It's called mevavim. So memele, so there the loshen hifl, that means the pasuk could be speaking about nivu, that means that the water became bubbling through the age. But you could also call the water Mayim Mevavim, because the water is bubbling. So the word Mave would be ideal. But the whole problem is that the Pasuk is not going on Mayim, it's going on Eish.